Okay. Next is Mitchell Cohen, Chair of the LSB. Welcome, Mitchell. We have 15 minutes for your talk and questions.
Thank you.
Public comment will begin right after Mitchell's talk. Sure.
How do we get people to sign
just pass
in any kind of order?
It doesn't have to be any order at all.
Huh?
Just pass it around and please be quiet while you do it. Everybody will get to speak.
Okay, everyone gets to speak. So.
Okay, Mitchell, good.
Yeah, thank you. Once again, these comments are meant to be started by what I had begun before in public comment session, and they continue from there. So once again, WBAI and every station is faced with expenses outstripping income and with no cushion any longer available to the national network to absorb such losses and shift them so that one station could subsidize another's losses, as had been the case in the past. At WBAI, the new IGM, Berthold Reimers, has made significant inroads into improving the delivery of premiums and mailing costs and systematizing collection of pledges, and, very important this, has shown a marked improvement in transparency in making the figures available to all. As a result, we have seen fulfillment rates improving somewhat, but a 5% increase in fulfillment rate to 72%, however crucial, is not enough. We need 13% increase just to break even, a 15 to 18% increase to begin repairing the damage, and neither of those is reasonable to expect at this time. So what do we do? Here at WBAI, and indeed throughout the network, both the national board and management must offer plans and leadership for doing the one thing that would get us out of the ravages of the economic crisis upon us, the one thing that is necessary for sustaining this station and this network, expanding the membership base. All discussions about finances by the governing bodies and management must start with how do we increase membership quickly. WBAI has a powerful 50,000 effective watt delivery from its antenna atop the Empire State Building, able to reach potentially 18 million people. WBAI has around 170,000 listeners and 16,500 members. These are good figures to build on, but they do not represent a base that is sufficient to sustain by itself the cost of running the station in today's circumstances. No matter how many cuts are made and no matter how much we can reasonably expect to improve fulfillment rates, although doing so is very important. Now that we're finally getting some proper management control over this year's pledges, and Berthold did not mention the backlog of about 10,000 pledges for which people had paid for but which had not been sent out from previous years, and that's still a problem that we have, I am proposing that the WBAI LSB address how to expand the membership base as its fundamental responsibility in the coming year to improve what is now a financially unsustainable station. As Berthold Reimers has reported, WBAI's membership turns over by two-thirds every year. Think of that. It turns over two-thirds every year, while plateauing for the last few years at around 16,500 members. As an aside, we should be looking at turnover for every 3 years, not every 1 year. I suspect that the turnover would then not be quite so dramatic. Each member contributes around $114 on the average to the station at BAI, slightly different at different stations. So where there is an anticipated shortfall of $400,000 at WBAI that has to be covered in the budget, just 3,500 new members, in addition to the replenishment of the turnover, are needed to make up that difference. That is doable. This is within possibility. Combined with other projects that I outline in my report that I circulated earlier, How to Save Pacifica act now or lose it forever. We need a 20% increase in membership immediately to save the station, and we need to refocus the efforts of the entire network on achieving that doable goal. There are a number of ways in combination to address this. We have to generate an air of excitement. We're on a mission. It is well defined. Get 3,500 new members signed up within the next few months. We must have a culture not of money and layoffs, but of increasing membership, of making new members and old ones feel wanted. The staff has a critical role to play here in generating that sense of excitement, of shared purpose, of organizing. Good management at the national level as well as at the station would both inspire and coordinate those efforts. To that end, I want to propose the following: 3-month trial memberships for $1, with the goal of adding 50,000 such trial memberships to WBAI next year. What progressive thinking person would turn down a $1 trial membership in WBAI? There's no election coming up for a couple of years, so we can avoid entirely the question of whether trial members would be able to vote in the elections. The point, we gain the contact information for 50,000 people. They would listen to the station, we'd send them a gift and renewal letter, and perhaps 8%, maybe more, would hopefully renew their membership at the end of 3 months at the full rate. The short time span would allow us to quickly promote renewal at a full price. Remember, each member averages $114 per year in contributions. An 8% renewal of the $1 trial memberships would add 4,000 members, more than enough to offset the deficits and enable WBAI to begin paying off its $1.2 million debt to Pacifica to boot. This is doable. I say that again. We can make this happen, but we need to do this properly. Trial memberships can be most quickly and effectively solicited on air, specifically because we will not have to sell these people on WBAI. They know us, are already listening, and are aware of our programming. The on-air pitch would be 30 seconds long, with the sole purpose of referring listeners to the website, where the full pitch would be made and the gift illustrated and extolled. The $1 would then be captured via PayPal. Additionally, the stations would organize listeners and staff to incite and invite people to become part of a crusade for the station. Teams of staff and listener volunteers would set up tables at events and communities throughout the listening area. All staff would have to get out there and organize, create a buzz to save their own shows and the station. We would put a thermometer onto the website and use the air to let people know where the teams would be the next day. The thermometer would show how much in contributions or new members we have and so forth. Again, to create the air of excitement by using the airways for this mission. Can we generate the kind of excitement among listeners as well as staff to embark on that year-long venture to save WBAI? That is what is needed, in my view, to create a sustainable WBAI in Pacifica. Expand the membership base by 20% in the next few months. The WBAI local station board has held a long discussion about programming with the interim program director, Tony Bates. The LSB unanimously, which is unusual for our LSB, opposed certain kinds of programming used during fund drives, especially that, in our view, betray the Pacifica mission and exploit the desperation of listeners. We named several such premiums and pitching styles that I will not go into here, but that, I stress, the LSB, all factions, were united upon. Programming is the essence of what WBAI is about. The finances are there to get the programs onto the air. That's the purpose of the fund drives. The kinds of programs we broadcast are a reflection of how we see ourselves, our mission, our purpose, what we put out there to the world. Do we want to use the same tactics as commercial stations just to make a buck? Shouldn't there be some process for how programming decisions are made? To that end, the programming committee of the LSB submitted a proposal to the PNB to reinvigorate the programming council, which hasn't met, as you heard, in years. And this time, this time to enable listeners to have some sort of formal input into the kinds of programs that get on the air. Some members feared that the proposal infringed on the producer's authority, and the LSB voted not to place that proposal onto the agenda. I expect that a new form of that proposal, perhaps pared down and voted on as a concept, will be coming back before the LSB, within the next few months. The WBAI LSB also unanimously initiated the proposal, later passed by the PNB, to ask producers to set aside April 24th, Mumia Abu-Jamal's birthday, to do programming related to Mumia's case. A few reps from different stations worked together to provide resources, material, and publicity to this national project. And the LSB added our name as endorser of the Center for Constitutional Rights demand to the anti-war movement to close Guantanamo now, the text of which I'll hand out right after I finish speaking. The LSB also has a functioning management search committee. Thank you, Carolyn Burden, for skillfully chairing this committee that has submitted its recommendations that will be forwarded, reviewed, to the executive director following the next LSB meeting on October 13th. So we're talking about 2 weeks from now. You should be getting those names. The WBAI Finance Committee has assiduously reviewed the proposed budget and other financial matters. It generally passes all motions unanimously. I'd like to second a motion made by member Jeff Stern that the Finance Committee be authorized, all the members, even the not the LSB members, to meet in executive session with all members invited so that we can, upon signing a declaration of confidentiality, that we need the PNB to approve of in order for that to happen. Finally, I have had a number of discussions with the San Francisco Mime Troupe, which will be on tour across the country in March 2011. This tour will be funded by trade unions and will include numerous performances. I've asked Pacifica and WBAI to co-sponsor this tour. It will cost us nothing money-wise. We would be providing reports and promotion, and the Mime Troupe would do some benefits for WBAI and perhaps other stations. While the details still need to be worked out, I'll ask the LSB to play a role here with management of this tour and of this project. I saw the play they're performing while I was in Oakland, California last month, and it is fantastic, absolutely outstanding on every level, writing, acting, message, humor, artistic integrity, politics, everything. I'm asking Pacifica management and governance to give the go-ahead to co-sponsor this national tour, which we could then also offer as a benefit to the affiliates for sticking with Pacifica through the thick and thin of the crisis we are going through. And we would have something to offer others and not only extract from others. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitchell. We have time for a few questions. Campbell, Alex.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for that presentation.
Please be brief. We only have about 2 minutes for this.
Sure. I was wondering, you'd mentioned there have been some concerns mentioned about the youth, but do you think that they are somewhat fickle and that it might be unrealistic to expect that they would be members, or if they are members of the, for this, MIC membership, are they going to be likely to continue? I'm thinking about most recently, the situation politically inspired people have faced with regard to the support for our current president, in that there was a lot of youth support that, over a brief period of time has just plain evaporated. And so that's my first question.
I know my daughter, who goes to school in Boston, called me up on election night, and it was just out on Boston Commons with 20,000 people screaming, "So this is what the 60s was like." And I said, "No, it's not quite, but, go with it, have your own thing." But there are various proposals around, including one by the chair of the Community Advisory Board, Laverne McDonald, who teaches in a high school, to bring the students to WBAI and train them. This is something I've been also talking about for years, and train them in how to use the radio, and then take the, and also network with other schools that have radio facilities in the city and pick the best of them and perhaps put the best of them on the air at WBAI. Mm-hmm. So that's one way that's, to do it organically without, you know, being tokenistic about
Excellent.
It.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes.
Alex?
No.
Alex?
Thank you. Thank you, Mitchell. That was excellent. A couple of points. First, on the trial membership, I don't know if you're aware of it, but that was one of the proposals that came out of the National Board Promotional Task Force.
No, I was not aware of that.
Yes, and I do think that's an idea worthy of being implemented, and we just need to get somebody behind it to make sure it happens. We may not be able to call it actually a membership because of bylaws issues, but we can call it. You can call it something else, but the idea is itself is quite valid. The other thing is on the your account of what's going on between the programming committee and the LSB. That's substantially accurate. The LSB seems to be very divided on the issue of how the LSB should carry out its responsibility to oversee programming and its compliance with the Pacifica mission. So the programming committee will return to the LSB with further suggestions, and at the same time, we're asking the LSB to give us some direction on what they think we should be doing in this area. And finally, as to your suggestion for sponsorship of the MIME troupe, would you like that to be a motion made from the floor?
Let me say this. There were several things you suggested needed motions from the PNB. We have one more item on the unfinished business agenda. There'll be opportunity to have for the rest of the open agenda to make motions of this sort. If you would communicate to the directors from BAI the motions that you need, they can put them forward for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.